I'm so excited. So, remember I told you that I would tell you when I did my first podcast interview? Well, I don't know if I told you. Well, I remember I told my YouTube fans. I don't remember if I told my audio listeners, but whatever. It doesn't matter if I told you or not when I was going to do my first interview. Because guess what? I'm telling you now. I did my first podcast interview today. That's a lot to say. I hope you understood all that. But yeah, woohoo, I'm so excited. I had my first podcast interview today. It's a thing of the past. I did it. So that's why I'm excited now. But whatever, I went into this first interview for my podcast really nervous. But you didn't need to know that. And, you know, and I feel like, you know, and anything, like it's a good interview. I had a really good guest. And by the way, my guest, I don't even know how to say that. But my guest, whatever, how do I say that? Okay. My guest, I'm not good at pronouncing words, but like guest with an apostrophe S, you know, name, my guest name was, or do I say was or is? Okay, is. Whatever. Today my guest is Brooke. And, yeah, she was a really good guest. I interviewed her a little while ago, but now I'm recording the intro to this episode, which, yeah, you'll hear this first before you hear the interview. But whatever, and if there's anything, did I already say this? Yeah, if there's anything wrong with the interview, it's my fault, because, yeah, it was my first interview, and she's interviewed multiple people, I'm terrible at words. Okay, she's interviewed multiple people for her guests, so she was, like, a pro at this, did I say that right? Yeah, she's interviewed multiple people for her podcast. So she has a podcast called The Bright Side with Brooke. So it's a really good podcast. I'm a really big fan of her podcast. I don't know if I'm really the top fan, because I don't know if there's anybody that's like more of a fan of her podcast than me or not, but whatever. I listen to every episode of her podcast. I really loved it. And so today, in this interview, I asked her questions about podcasting. Partly because I was curious, yes, partly because, you know, I was just curious. But partly also because I wanted, because, you know, it's my first interview, and I just thought, you know, why not just ask your questions about podcasting, because she's really good at podcasting. And, okay, what am I trying to say? So what I'm trying to say is I also had some secret motives, because I wanted maybe to make my podcast better, you know. I secretly wanted to, but I don't know. So she said some good things about podcasting, but also though, I want my podcast to shine some light into people's lives, and I don't feel like I'm doing a good job at that, kind of. But because I should have had maybe more of a pre-chat and more of a. But some good things were said. Listen to the podcast. Listen to the interview. It's so good. And then I'm going to share a few more thoughts after the interview. So I'm going to start by just asking you, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Favorite flavor of ice cream? Okay, so I actually love this question, because my favorite flavor of ice cream is grape float. Which is not a common flavor, but it's so good. I've only had it at ice cream shops that sell Foothills Creamery ice cream, but is 100% the best ice cream I've ever had. So I encourage anyone who's listening, go try Grape Float ice cream. It's so good.
King. Well, you've done, you've done some podcasting this year, and I don't know if you know this or not, but I was really a big fan of your podcast. I listened to every single episode of your podcast.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Okay. So, I'm just reading my notes here. Okay. So I just wanted to ask you some questions, just because this is my first episode of podcasting, to hopefully make my podcast better. So kind of have some secret motives behind asking you some questions about podcasting. Because I feel like your podcast is so good. my first question here is, why was I never a guest in your podcast?
Nathan! Ah, throwing some shade. Just kidding. my podcast didn't go very far. I think I only got to like 10 episodes, maybe. So you were definitely in the plan. Like, my plan was to have every classmate from Mount Carmel that was willing to be on the podcast to be on the podcast. And so I was getting there, but I haven't done the podcast in a couple of weeks. So, but you were planned to be on. I was going to have you on, but it just never happened. But I am trying to, I want to restart the podcast again, but we'll see, because I got a little busier. So that was kind of why it ended a bit, but I am hoping to restart. So maybe soon.
Because I listened to every episode and it just kind of really inspired me. And then I was just, I was wondering, why was I never a guest? And so when I was coming up with an idea for the Sunshining Podcast season 2, I was like, I want you to be my first guest on the Sunshining Podcast.
Thanks, Nathan.
When did you start podcasting?
Sometime in, was it like March or April, I think? Near like the beginning of like COVID and quarantine stuff, because that was kind of my motivation to start was quarantine was happening, everybody was feeling like a little lonely and sad. I mean, it was hard to stay in your house all day when you're used to going out with friends and stuff. So that was my first podcast episode, was called Quarantine Struggles. And so I was just talking about different ways to see the bright side of quarantine and just have a little bit more positive outlook, trying to help people see that it's okay, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Before you started podcasting, did you listen to many podcasts?
I didn't really. I think I had tried listening to a philosophy one once, because that had interested me at one point, and I was like, oh, I'll try this. But no, podcasts weren't really my thing. I found them like long and kind of boring, to be honest. I was like, how am I supposed to sit here and listen to something for 45 minutes? But they've actually turned into like my new favorite thing, because I love like putting on my headphones and listening to a podcast as I go for a walk or go for a run. And I don't know, they're kind of entertaining to me now.
Yeah, that's kind of the same here. I didn't used to listen to very many podcasts at all, but I listened to quite a few this summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How far in advance did you contact your guest?
Not that far in advance. lots of them were very like last minute. So I was like trying to post on Thursday, so I tried to record on Tuesday and then edit Wednesday to have it up by Thursday. That didn't always work. Sometimes I recorded Wednesday and then it was like chaotic trying to edit it and stuff. But yeah, mostly people knew maybe about a week before I would like start planning it, and then I was trying to get figure out who I wanted on to talk about certain subjects or things. So maybe a week. It was different every time. It just kind of depended.
Did you give your guest a copy of the interview questions before the interview?
That's a good question. Some I did and some I didn't. Some of them were like pre-planned quite heavily, and others were more on a whim, let's just see how this goes if we do it. So there was one where my friend Sunita and I talked about happiness versus joy. That one was pre-planned, and we had talked about what we were going to speak about before we got our like main points down, but then our discussion part was like on the spot, and we talked about that. So there's that. But no, I did one with, I have three friends all named Luke. And so I did one with them, and they definitely didn't know the questions beforehand, and it was more of a, I just wanted to see kind of their reaction to the question and get a bit more like genuine response instead of like having planned ideas, I guess. Yeah, so it depended on which episode. Yeah, some were planned, some were not.
About how many hours did you put in to every episode?
More than I thought I needed to. let's see. They were all kind of different. It usually took about an hour to record, was kind of my average time. But I did one that was, I think we recorded for, it was 3 or 4 hours. It was really long. But I definitely regret doing that because the editing on that was so bad, so difficult. but I'm trying to think of like an average. I usually like my whole Wednesday was spent editing. So I don't know, maybe like 9 hours per episode. That might sound a little extreme, but I don't know.
It's not
I'm
too
thinking like if I
extreme.
went, yeah, I don't know. Editing takes way longer than I thought it would. Because I would like try and cut out like the awkward silences and stuff. Like I wanted it to be genuine, but there were definitely like some like long pauses, or we would stop halfway through and have a like side conversation that didn't need to be in there. So
Yeah.
yeah,
That was my next.
editing hard.
Yeah, that's my next question for you. Did you ever experience an awkward silence during interviews?
100%. I don't think I could ever be a radio host because I wouldn't know what to do in the awkward silence. That's not always true. Sometimes there's awkward silence and I just can't stand it, and so I just start talking about anything because I can't stand the awkward silence. But yes, awkward silence happens every episode and more than once per episode. It's very common, and often it was like I'd ask someone a question and they just need a minute to think about their response. But yeah, there's awkward silence often.
That about wraps up all my questions about podcasting. Yeah, so your pod, what was your podcast topic?
Topic?
Yeah, like what was your purpose of your podcast? Or what was the
Oh, yeah, no, I understand what you're asking. so it's called The Bright Side of Brooke, and so it kind of changed as I went along, but my original idea was just because we were in quarantine, I just wanted to spread some positivity and I don't know, something along those lines, I guess. Just spread some positivity. That was like my original goal. But then it turned into I found a way to be able to record with friends. And so I just, it was more just supposed to be fun, I guess. I just had fun conversations with friends and people could listen and laugh and I just wanted to spread a little joy, I guess, which I think worked pretty good. And then sometimes we talk about some deeper topics and have some hard discussion and stuff, which is also good to do. But yeah.
Well, if you could say anything to brighten up someone's day today, what would it be?
trying to think of something. I don't know if I have something like specific. Maybe I would just like compliment them. I don't know. I think compliments like can go pretty far away. They're really quite powerful. I don't know. like they help people feel valued. So I think it could bring like anyone's mood up. So yeah, I'd probably just like compliment them in some way. I don't know.
That's a good answer. Compliments are powerful. And I feel like I ended, I feel like I ended the interview abruptly, because, and it's my fault, because this is my first interview, and definitely a lot more could have been said. Well, not a lot more, probably a little bit more could be said, and yeah, compliments are powerful, and so I've been told once before that I've got to work on my complimenting. Like, I've got to become better at complimenting people, because I'm not very good at complimenting people. And so I don't know who you are, and what kind of situation you're going through, but I just want to compliment you. I just want to tell you that you're stronger than you think. You can handle this. You are amazing. Okay, I don't know who you are, but yeah, just want to say again, you're stronger than you think. You're awesome. You're amazing. You got it. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I hope it shined some light into your life. And I know you can make it through your dark situation, if you're going through a dark situation, or if you're going through, yeah. But yeah, I just yeah hope this episode helped brighten up your day. You probably thought this episode of the Sunshining Podcast was over. Let me tell you something. It's not. It's not over yet. It is now time for the Bible verse of the week. So if you've been listening to this podcast episode on Anchor, you've probably heard this one ad for Anchor over and over again, because I've put it in multiple times throughout my episode. But if you're watching this episode on YouTube, you haven't heard a single ad yet. So YouTube fans get the better version, in my opinion, of the Sunshining Podcast. So you haven't heard a single ad yet, so that's why I want to advertise now. But so this means my listeners who listen to the audio episode are going to hear another ad, but then my YouTube fans are going to hear their first ad of the episode. So I just wanted to share with you a little bit about Sun Bible. Sun Bible is, like, that's just the short name for it. The long name for it is the Sunshining Study Bible / NCR Study Bible. You know, I just had to get my initials on there. I created that a few years ago. It's an online study Bible, and it's available, yeah, as a website. There will be a link to the Sun Bible website in the description of this video. But then also recently, within the last few weeks, I turned it into a desktop app that you can get on Linux. So you can search the Snap Store for Sun Bible. So if you're a Linux user, you are familiar with the Snap Store. If you are a Windows or Mac user, I'm sorry, you can't get my desktop app. But if you use the Chrome web browser, you can get my Sun Bible Chrome extension. Yeah. And a fun fact about Sun Bible is it has about 130 some users, kind of. Like, 120 people have my Chrome extension installed. And so far, like, I released my Sun Bible desktop app about a week ago. And so far it's got 12 users when I checked yesterday. It maybe has more users today. So 12 people installed it since I released it. That's about 130 users. Okay. But I have no idea how many people use my website, because I don't really have tracking on that, and I don't know how many people use my website. But I know how many people installed my Chrome extension, and I know how many people have installed my desktop app so far. So that's really exciting for me, because I put in a pile of hours every day into Sun Bible. Right now, I'm currently working on a Bible memory program for the Book of Psalms, and so that's taking a lot of time. So yeah, you can find more information and find out more about Sun Bible at the website for Sun Bible. Also, there is, I have kind of a separate video series on YouTube where I share updates about Sun Bible. But yeah, so let me get to the verse of the day. Or not the verse of the day, the verse of the week. So the verse for this week is Psalms 139 verse, which verse was it? I don't know. I probably do this every single time. Okay, it's verse 14. Psalms 139, verse 14. So before I get into the verse of the week, before I read it, I just want to say the verse of the week may or may not have anything to do with the topic of the podcast episode. I should have... So a few days ago when I was going through my Bible, when I was reading like for devotions... Or no, not when I was reading... A few days ago when I was working on Sun Bible, on the memory pages for Psalms, this one cool verse stuck out to me. But I forgot which verse it was. I should have literally, at that moment when I came up with the verse for the week, you know, I should have recorded it because it just jumped at me. Like, I just loved that verse, but I forgot which verse it was. I wasn't even paying attention. I was like, yeah, I'll remember it later. I'll record, you know, verse of the week later. But I forgot which verse that was. And I feel like I should have maybe been paying more attention to some awesome verses that I read this morning in devotions. But I didn't. So I literally had to kind of search through the scripture just right now just to find a verse. So the verse for the week. And every verse in the Bible is an amazing verse. Okay? No one verse is more special than the other verse. And so, and this one kind of goes with the topic, kind of doesn't go with the topic. And if it does go with the topic, like I said before, in Sun Game, there's many verses that kind of are on the same topic, and that would be just as well. But yeah, let me read the verse. So, Psalms 139, verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. So this is David speaking here, and he's saying he will praise God because he is fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth them right well. So, you know, David wasn't the only one who was fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm just going to compliment you right now, and I'm going to say, you know, you are an amazing person. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And that's it. That's a wrap for this episode of the Sunshining Podcast Season 2. Also, you know, you heard me advertise about Sun Bible, you know, but I'm using the YouVersion Bible app. I love YouVersion Bible app because it allows me to highlight verses. I've got many verses in Psalms 139 highlighted, as you can see here. So I love the YouVersion Bible app, okay, but still. Okay, so if you do not have a Bible in your home, I encourage you to either, you know, use the YouVersion Bible app. You can get their app on, and I'm not advertising for them. I'm not getting paid to advertise for YouVersion. I love YouVersion. You can get their app on every device. You know, but you can't get my app on every device. But definitely, my Sun Bible app is only King James Version. So if you're a King James Version user, totally use Sun Bible. Of course, I'm a King James Version user, but I use YouVersion. I use the YouVersion Bible app more than I use my own. And that, you know, there's something about that. They say, you know, if the cook doesn't eat their own food, there's something wrong with that. Like, but I have my app installed on all of my devices. And I encourage you to install my Sun Bible app on every device that you can install it on. But like I said before, you can only install it on Linux devices. And most people aren't even familiar with what it is. Like, I hope to maybe make it soon available to, you know, Apple devices like MacBooks and to Windows computers. But I don't, that'll be a while yet before I do that.